Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Thank you for coming to my channel. So I'm talking about what Heather Herbert said regarding the death of Anne Widdecombe. Miss Widdecombe was murdered about 10 days ago in her home in Devon. Now, Heather Herbert is not the person's real name. Heather Herbert is a man who tends to be a woman, dresses as a woman, a transsexual, some people call these people transgender or whatever. But this may be pertinent to the case because Miss Widdecombe recognized biological reality, and that gets called a transphobe. So Heather Herbert saying, I wish Anne Widdecombe had an extremely painful death. So she was battered to death. We don't know that much more about the about her demise. The 70-year-old defenseless woman murdered, it would seem, by a young man. So not many people would take delight in the murder of a 78-year-old woman like that. And particularly sadistic of Heather Herbert to want this to be agonizing. So Heather Herbert was working at the University of Aberdeen, was involved in political party, had been in the Labour Party, I believe in the Green Party later on, and so on. Wow, goodness. And so other people liked that comment. Now, I don't agree with that comment. I met Anne Widdecombe many years ago, trying to go through my remembrance of her. Did you ever speak directly to me? I'm not sure. I was certainly in the audience a few times. But I didn't agree with her on everything. I don't agree with Reform United Kingdom. I thought she was too strict in immigration. She's too moralistic. I don't care that the Church of England has female priests. I'm never a member of the Church of England and so forth. And gay marriage, didn't support at the time. I don't see it's done any harm. I don't perceive any need to reverse it. I think she did, but it was just not salient for her and so on. So some people hated her for that. Why did Heather Herbert hate this woman so much? Labour MPs have called her fascist and so on, which is very insightful. Wanted to lose when she was on Dancing with the Stars or whatever, Strictly Come Dancing. You thought that she might have been an inspiration to older women. She was short, she was overweight, as she called herself ugly, she was toothsome and so on. So she added a bit of gaiety to the nation. So other people who were not that young or physically fit to get dancing, to get exercising, surely that's some public service. And all right, she liked the attention and all the rest of it. I don't think you can doubt her sincerity. You might find her views rebarbative and so on. But what this person said was distasteful. It is illegal. There's really no question about that. You look at the Communications Act 2003, go to section 127, and it says that intentionally sending a message which is grossly offensive or menacing is illegal. This is Online Safety Framework Act, because the context is commenting on the murder of someone. The intent, I suppose, is to rejoice in it. Is it to upset people? Some people will be upset by that. If it was only to someone who had the similar view, perhaps not. And Keir Starmer, he was director of public prosecutions years ago, shortly after this came out, and he said to be circumspect, only to prosecute if you think it was well over the line and therefore there's a high chance of securing a conviction. You don't waste the court's time and public money with trifling cases or cases which don't have a strong chance of resulting in conviction, just over 50% chance. You want to go higher one. So it's not harassing, I don't think, and so forth. So it wasn't inciting violence. The person was already dead and so forth. So when these things have to be grossly offensive or indecent, that it can't be, I don't like you. You're not nice. Or meanie, idiot, bastard. Even that wouldn't be enough. It has to be truly, truly insulting. But she's insulting a dead person. But nevertheless, it could be offensive to more people because of what it is. So I think there's little doubt that it is illegal. Should it be? Now, that's a different question. I say no. Heather, did this person, Heather Herbert, whatever, really believe this? Probably. I mean, even if not, that doesn't change the person's right to say it. And some people will take that view. Maybe it's a tiny minority. Although I have had a fairly positive view of Anne Widdecombe, I'm not offended by that. That's a sincere opinion. If you don't like what Heather Herbert has to say, you don't have to read it. And if we're going to live in a free society, you're occasionally going to come across things which are not to your taste. And that's a small price to pay for freedom. You know, who is the victim here? Talk about a victimless crime. You need to get over yourself and stop being a snowflake if you read about things like that. Anne Widdecombe did not approve of same-sex marriage. People say that made her anti-gay. She genuinely had gay friends like Ian Dale or Andrew Pearce and so on. But, you know, I'm against sisters and brothers marrying. That doesn't make me anti-sibling. I'm against adults marrying children. I'm not anti-child or anti-adult, therefore, am I? So, and not all gay people want marriage, you know? Don't think same-sex marriage should be allowed. I'm trying to think of a famous example. Starkey, for example, the historian. What's his name? Was it Richard Starkey? David Starkey, and so on. So there we go. So marriage equality. And her argument was only heterosexuality can generate life. Okay. In straight couples, sometimes one partner or both of them, both spouses are infertile. Nevertheless, it doesn't change the fact that only heterosexuality can generate life. I mean, I know we don't need heterosexual encounters to create children because we've got IVF now. The human race could continue indefinitely without a single heterosexual act ever again. But historically, that was the case. And possibly she had a biblical reasons which would appeal to rather few people these days. They're leftards who really take pleasure in the extreme suffering of others. I don't think there are many right-wingers who do this. And I don't think many leftists are as vicious as this individual. So anybody who tells the plain truth about who's male and female can expect to be subjected to these horrific screeds, shrieked at, attempt to silence, terrorize, and so on. And Anne Widdecombe, she might have been murdered for telling the truth about who's male and who's female. Keir Starmer supposedly said it was a burglary gone wrong. I don't know, actually. So the truth will out, I hope. And this person, should he be sacked from his job at the University of Aberdeen? I don't think so, but probably will be. So you should be allowed to hold controversial views and indeed vocalize them. He or she could be just as good at his job despite saying this. And I might have to, you know, if I was there at the University of Aberdeen, might have to have encounters with these people. We have worse views. We have politicians who advocate for the mass murder of children every single day. Every single member of the Labour cabinet is like that, for children to be murdered in agony, to have deadly poisons injected into their heart, cardiac arrest, little kids to be cut off from oxygen until the point of death, for children to be deprived of nutrition until the point of death. And that is the policy of the Labour Party. Now, the other parties, Conservative Party, is almost as bad. Most Conservative politicians are like this, want only a few protections for a few categories of children. The Liberal Democrats are really just as bad as Labour, the Scottish National Party, the Greens. I mean, Reform UK, I don't think it has a corporate view on this, but tends not to be quite as horrific as the Labour Party. So the most vulnerable members of our society, the most defensive member of our society, suffer an extreme agony every single day because of the selfishness, the cruelty, the tight-fistedness of their mothers and sometimes their fathers. And we don't do anything about that. And these people ought to be called out, ought to be brought to justice, ought to be named and shamed for their paedophilia that they commit, for these extreme acts of sexual violence against children who can't even run away. All right, anyway, so do what you can to stop cruelty in the world. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.